I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby? I haven't heard from her.
I haven't either.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mayor.
Thank you. So our discussion today is we're going to talk about the new lease agreement that Mario presented us with, and the attorney sent it out to everybody. And so if you want to comment, you might raise your hand. And Bernie? Councilman.
Hi, yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I just want to say that I reviewed the lease, and I think it's a win-win overall. A five-year lease gives us a lot of options. It really takes care of the immediate need of the public employees that are living, working in substandard conditions. But it also allows us some time to get the long, big picture in place. I did review that and kind of went through, I don't know if Andy's online, but I did talk to him. I talked to others, some subject matter experts. What would it take to really get an RFQ in place? And it looks like, it's about 3 years and 7 months, to really do it properly from the time that we would start to the time that we would actually have maybe a permanent facility or compound or a civic center of some sort that would be in place that could meet our long-term needs. That's about 3 years and 7 months. And I think the fact that this is 5 years, I think that provides a good buffer. The 5 year also starts, this summer, I think it's June. And so that starts before this current one would have expired. So if we had continued on with annual leases in the December timeframe, we would have ended up pretty close to that anyway. It would have been 4 years versus 5 years. So I think in the big picture, this is really a win-win, and hats off to the mayor for being able to negotiate a good terms, I think.
So is there anybody else wanting to comment? Councilmember Deedy?
So I like the 5 year, and I'm also happy with, not happy. I'm just, I think that the 5 year is going to work better than the 8 year. I guess I am happy that Mario saw and listened to the audio and realized that council had a lot of concerns with 8 years, because I know that the mayor and city attorney went back and asked, hey, can you shorten the lease agreement? And at that time, it was a no. So I'm happy that Mario saw that a 5 year would make the council happier, and that we would quite possibly accept that. I agree with Councilmember O'Donnell that, it is going to take, you go out for an RFQ, and then it's going to take, time to get everything going. And then by the time you're in the building, I'd say it's 4 years, maybe even 5 years out. So I think that this gets the city motivated and in the position to start looking at what are we going to do in 5 years. In 5 years, our lease is up. We either have to continue or hopefully at that time we have a solution and a permanent location where we're going to be. So I think it's a win for all of us. And I think that it's going to be a great facility for our workers, our staff, to be all in one area, especially for everybody who's been out in portables, especially Public Works. You know, they have not had the best area right there, their little trailer that they're in. So I think moving forward with the five-year contract is good. Still going out for an RFQ, seeing what's out there for us will be great. And I look forward to moving on and getting everybody into the building.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Yeah, I'd agree, echo what everybody else is saying. I think this five-year term is a good compromise, especially if it gets us motivated to spend those next few years getting to a permanent solution. And hopefully, I would recommend that we probably put together an ad hoc or something like that to work on this, to make sure that momentum keeps moving forward on a permanent solution. I want to thank our landlord for the flexibility to do this with us and to work with us on this. I think it's a plus both for our staff, but it also hopefully motivates us to do the long-term planning that we need to do and actually do that work and realize we do have a deadline to work towards, right? So we need to get working on that. So I'm in full support of moving forward this time.
Anyone else? Councilmember Stout?
I support this contract. I'm still stating that this is not a fully accessible building for our staff. And I would hope that over the next year or so that we can implement blind hiring practices so that we don't know in advance who might have a disability that we would need to make accommodations for. And then once we hire a person who may need accommodations, that the city will go to the ends of the earth to make a good working environment for any person who needs accommodation. I don't want to be the one to tell the city staff that they can't have comfortable workspaces. And I know that they want to move into this building, and I don't want to tell them no. They know better than I do how their workday is and how their situation is. But I would just like to emphasize that we as a city need to remain open and inclusive, and that we need to be reaching out to people who have the best talents for our city. We're going to be growing in our staff over the next 5 years, and we need to be able to hire whoever comes to us with the best qualifications, regardless of accommodations that we need to make for them. So while this building is not perfect, I do think that accommodations can be made, but I think that it needs to not be a consideration in hiring that, you know, somebody might have to work on the second floor, or they may have to have a special accommodation on the ground floor. But other than that, I'm grateful to Mr. Sorcy for being flexible and moving to a five-year contract. May not seem that big a deal, 5 years versus 8 years, but I think it is. And it does give a certain amount of time for the city to develop some other plan for the future. I don't know if in 8 years we'll be ready to enter into a final solution for the placement of the City Hall offices, but we may be in a position where we can move into something different or better at that time. But we may be continuing down the road over the next 15 or 20 years to move into better and better facilities as the city staff grows. But other than that, I'm really happy with this contract that's been offered to us.
Councilmember De Leon.
Thank you. Yeah. And mostly what I'm going to add is an echo of what everyone else has already said, that having reviewed the contract and having had these really good discussions already earlier, I think this is a really, really good compromise. And I'm glad that we are able to do the 5 years. And I am also grateful that that was kind of one of the compromises reached, that the new deal to have it be 5 years and supposed to anything longer is going to be of our best interest. I'm especially going to second what Councilmember Stout said about the need to have accessibility be on the forefront of current and future buildings. And I do believe that that is something that we can continue to work on, because I realize the most immediate need is going to be on making sure we have a building that's adequate for our staff members. And so I'm in favor of moving forward with this tonight. So I just wanted to add that to the record for myself as well. And also invite us to think of when we're making those kinds of RFQs and what have we, that we're also considering when we're building or possibly leasing, to think about what we can do for long-term sustainability in terms of the building design itself and energy efficiency and energy sourcing and all those kinds of things too, so that we can also have a especially strong building that way. But anyway, happy to move forward tonight on this.
Council Member Page, do you have any comments to make?
I traditionally kind of bat cleanup, you know, because we have a lot of really smart people on the council, and it saved me from reiterating what everybody said. And I apologize for this. Remind me, what's the notice period? Is it 1 year or is it longer? Does anybody recall?
David might remember. I don't remember.
You mean for us to give notice or for Mr. Searcy to give
on the exercise of the second five-year period?
Councilmember Page, I believe, I'm just confirming with the language here, I believe we have to give notice 9 months before the expiration of the five-year term.
Okay. That's great. That's gives us even more time, really almost lines right up with the 3 years, 7 months that Council Member O'Donnell mentioned. I was a little concerned, and I've been in my own job doing lease negotiations, and one of them had like a 2 year notification. And so I just wanted to make sure we didn't have too long of a notification period, because that pushes that decision into that RFQ process. So given that, that makes it great. And I'm really excited about it, because it gives us the ability to not only go through that process and make the decision, but then if we come to the decision that that's not the right thing. And I think somebody mentioned, I can't give them credit because I can't remember who mentioned it, but somebody mentioned, you know, with COVID and the change to working remotely, who knows what our requirements will be 5 years from now, and who knows what our society evolves to in 5 years from now. So I think this gives us the ability to have the security of the five-year period to kind of go through this process. It also gives us the ability to just re-up for another five if we feel like it is the best solution, or if we need to move someplace else. So I think it's the best of both worlds, and I'm fully in support of approving this.
Councilmember Deedy.
So on the part of disabilities and being able to access upstairs, in your report, Mayor, that you had, I think it was Scott Haynes, fill out or report back, was adding a chairlift onto the stairs that are inside, which I didn't know there were stairs inside, but those are inside behind the wall of the current city hall where Brenda is at. So I'm assuming that that whole wall will be taken down or a doorway put in or something, so that anybody who's going to work upstairs has full access if they need that to get up through the chairlift and be able to attend, to be a part of the team that they would be hired for. So I don't see any reason why the city can't hire somebody that has any kind of disability once we get that chair in. So that is one of the reasons why I'm okay with everybody moving in, is because there is access, and that was reported by the public works, one of the public works directors, that can be put in, and it was part of the cost that was under $300,000 to upgrade the building for everybody to move into. So that was also based on my decision on saying, I'm for moving everybody in as long as that chairlift is put in, not just for anybody that comes in that's getting hired, but for anybody within the city that's currently working or anybody that needs to go upstairs and have a consultation when COVID is over with the department. So that anybody that staff members that need that help going up and downstairs has it as well. So that was my two cents on the disability for people getting in and out upstairs.
So one of the mandates by the governor over the weekend was on Sunday was that we have more people working from home, and we do have the equipment for people to work from home. And Rob had an emergency surgery last week, but he's back today. And now that he fixed my email, he's working on setting up the equipment so more people can work from home, and that we have a stricter schedule of less people in the buildings, and see what happens with the COVID. I mean, hopefully next year, it would be really nice to have a retreat that we could actually have discussions on what people were interested in. We have a lot of players out there right now. The storage unit people are interested in providing a space, as is Oak Point. And even Mario, once those modulars are gone, he has Fireflow now, so he could build another building back there. So he could build a newer building, multi-story building. So there's, as far as I know right now, there's four players, but there could be more. So I think that it would be really nice if we get someplace in the middle of the year next year and can actually go back to work. Councilmember Deedy.
I just wanted to say, I think that this council needs a retreat next year. You know, we have a whole nother election coming up. There's, I think, five council members up. I don't know who all's running or any of that, but it would be nice that this council that we have today has a retreat so that when and if new members come aboard, there's already a direction that has been formulated and is moving forward, so that at any time another council member comes on, they can see that, they can add to it, obviously, we could tweak it, but I would love to see something formulated from this council, from all the knowledge that we all have together, from a retreat, bring forward and have a consensus on the direction that the council wants to move the city into. So I'm hoping that this retreat does happen.
So I've placed this contract on the agenda for Thursday, since this is a work session, we can't vote on it. So if you're okay with that, it will come before you again on Thursday.
Good with that.
Thank you.
So is there any further business?
Nope, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
Is that on record that I was the one that seconded it? Because I am so slow on that. I want to make sure. Brenda, do you have that on the record?
Yes, it is you, Councilmember Page, who got the second.
Okay, good. What a relief.
Have we ever had an 18-minute meeting before?
I don't know.
Very rarely.
Thanks a lot, guys. Everybody. See you on Thursday.
Okay, see you Thursday.
Take care, all.
Take care, everyone.